I'm Andre Gardner with your Beatles Minute for the week of January 13th. October 5th, 1962 was the day the Beatles' first single, Love Me Do, was released. And Radio Luxembourg was the first radio station ever to play it. They actually played it the day it was released by a DJ named Tony Prince. Well, when the station closed down in 1992, Prince got his hands on the actual 45 of Love Me Do that was played that day in 1962, and he's hung on to it ever since. Since then, he's gotten the label signed by Paul McCartney, and he has a letter from Paul saying, "Dear Tony, I'm happy to confirm I first heard Love Me Do on Radio Luxembourg. Did I ever thank you for playing it? If not, I do now. Cheers, Paul McCartney." Well, that letter and the 45 are going up for auction this month on Omega Auctions in the UK. And it's expected to sell in the neighborhood of $25,000. What a cool collectible going to some Beatles fan. And I guess this is no surprise, but Nielsen SoundScan at the end of last year released their biggest sellers in all formats. And the biggest selling vinyl album of the 2010s was Abbey Road by the Beatles. Not bad for a 50-year-old album. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of January 13th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.